Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple Podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, folks, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. I'm in Richmond, Virginia. Rob out there in La La Land, L.A. We got Trey Wingo, our buddy from back in the day at the old network, host of the Half Forgotten History podcast. So he'll join us at the bottom of the hour, about 28 minutes. That should be fun. But, Rob, you heard DeSager just give an update on the Sixers-Nets game, which is obviously an intriguing game. Right now, Philadelphia jumped to an early lead. They're up 27-20 with about 3 minutes left in the – now make it 30-20. Tobias Harris just drained a three with 3 minutes left, 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Looking good so far. I know it's early without Ben Simmons, but – and speaking of Ben Simmons, Rob, today he did meet with the Sixers, the whole team, and he reportedly took accountability for what he had done. He said everybody's to blame, and he said including himself. Sounds like some sort of olive branch, but he did say he's not yet mentally ready to play with the team yet. And so we'll see where this ends up going, but that's the situation right now. Rob, your thoughts.
They're probably, you know, his people, Chris, are talking to him and saying, dude, you're going to have to be contrite somewhat. Otherwise, this is going to spiral right. And you're not going to get paid. Like you're going to be suspended. Like, you can't keep doing this, right? There's a point of being upset.
You can't just be insubordinate. Yeah,
right.
Like, refuse to work.
You can't do that. Like, that's what you can't do. You don't have to like it, Chris. You know that. You work with people. You don't like all the orders or people tell you what to do. But sometimes you just have to, you know, bite your lip and do what you got to do and do your job. And then worry about the other stuff later. But the one thing that I do have an issue with is, and I'm not, Chris, I understand mental health and people having mental issues. But I think sports is about to get to a slippery slope. And that's because it's hard to measure. It's hard to, you know exactly what's going on. And I think it's going to be, unless the owners decide, you can have a mental health day. You can say you're not feeling it. But we have the right not to pay you because we can't diagnose it. Right, Chris? We can't, you know.
Right.
You got a bad leg. I can't play. I got a bad ankle. I can take an x-ray and look at the ankle or the doctor and say, he can't play. Can't play.
Right. Or get your butt out there. You're fine.
Do you know what I mean? Like you can't.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think when you talk about mental health, it's a slippery slope. And, you know, if I don't want to do something, but I still want to get paid, I could use that. And no, who's going to tell me how I'm feeling mentally, Chris? There's no machine. There's no x-ray machine. There's nothing. I can lay on the couch and talk to somebody and I can tell them how I'm feeling. Or I can make it up and say that I'm feeling worse than I really right. am. Right? So
absolutely.
I think this is tough, and I think it's going to be like you could have a mental health day. You can't get paid. I just think that's the only way you're going to stop people from abusing it, Chris, because I don't think people will abuse it if there's no money involved. I really don't. I think that would be a deterrent to a certain extent. That's just me.
We're in lockstep, Rob. This is not getting toward a slippery slope. They're already there. We saw it with Simone Biles, and we're not saying she wasn't really mentally disturbed, I guess. I don't want to put it that way. It makes her sound crazy. But, you know, like she wasn't having some issues. We saw Naomi Osaka. It's becoming more and more common. Kyrie Irving last year. And like you said, how can you measure it?
Can't.
And my thing is this, Rob. Well, let me backtrack. I do think the league needs to try its best to have some way of evaluating whether or not a guy really has mental issues and problems. Like, I think each team needs to have an independent doctor, psychologist, or something like that. And the league may need to have one, too. Because you can't have players or people in general claiming mental health issues just randomly.
Right.
Because here's my thing. And I said it yesterday, Rob. There are legitimate mental health issues. And then there are the everyday challenges of life. Rob, I moved around a lot. I mean, we joke about that on the show, right?
Right.
I moved around a lot as a kid.
Sure.
Born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Moved to Cincinnati, Ohio when I was a baby. Lived there about 7 years. Moved to Indianapolis, Indiana. Lived there 4.5 years. Moved from there to Syracuse, New York. Lived there a year and a half. Moved to Des Moines, Iowa for 2.5 years. And then finished high school in Cleveland. Went to Cleveland late in my junior year of high school. Finished high school there. Rob. There were times, the first day was always the toughest.
Right.
Right? You're walking in there, you don't know a soul. Right. Everybody's looking at you. And in some cases, you the black kid.
Right.
You know?
The places you're talking about, right.
Yeah, not everywhere, but some of the places. And you don't feel like going to school. And but you know what? You suck it up and you go through it and you handle adversity and everything ended up being fine. And there are times in life, whether it's you had a bad day at your job. Rob, look at us. And I get it. The players, it's more so than us. Right. But we are also in a public job. Big we time. Also get criticized
we get ripped.
On Twitter and social media, ripped. You know, other media may rip us. Like, players may call you out. And that doesn't feel good. But you know what? You got to show up the next day. On TV, on radio, whatever it may be. And I just think that every little challenge, every little thing you don't feel like doing, every little time you're afraid, isn't a mental health crisis. It's called perseverance. It's called life. And I told you yesterday, when I first started playing organized sports, all the big boys was like, yo, get ready to be yelled at.
Right.
You got to be tough.
This ain't going to be no piece
and
of
I'm,
cake.
Again, I'm not trying to be – right. I'm not trying to belittle real mental health issues. But you hit it on the head. You can just claim it anytime you want.
Anytime.
And if we're just going to accept your word for it, where are we headed?
Right. Especially when you're talking about, the money aspect. And like, you know, Chris, for other things, right, if you have an injury – can't play, you get paid. So I'm sure that there's going to be some push from the union to be like, well, if he has a mental health day, he should still get his money. And that's where the owners, and you said it before, you've already talked to some owners or an owner who said, you watch and see this next collective bargaining agreement. Because they feel like they got to rein in the players union, right? They got to rein them in. Before this gets out of hand, they're giving guys $200 million, and then the next week the guy wants out and then wants all his money and, you know, and damages the organization.
Right.
Like what?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like, right. I wish you would have been like James Harden, who rightfully, Chris, didn't sign the deal with the Rockets, right? That money was there on the table.
You got to get exactly.
He said, nah, I don't want to be here. I'm not going to. He could have said, I'm going to sign this and still force my trade, and then
still,
I'll have this money
exactly.
in Brooklyn. He could have done that.
Absolutely.
I give him
Absolutely.
Credit that he didn't want to go that route and be disingenuous in that standpoint. So I don't know where you go, Chris, and how you – really determine
I
how
think
doctors
your idea
figure it
is
out.
Good. Yeah, I mean, you obviously got to get doctors involved, but your idea is good, and the union would fight it. And look, again, if it's real mental health, then you should get some time off, and I would say with pay.
Right.
But if it's just
– if it's just because you had
look,
a bad Tuesday.
I'm going to say this about Ben – right. I'm going to say this about Ben Simmons. I do think, Rob, he is distressed mentally. And I got to be honest, and y'all, everybody knows, you've been hearing me say it on every platform I'm on, if you don't work, you shouldn't get paid. And I think Ben has been playing the victim card, and I think Ben needs to show up and persevere through this situation. But I got to be honest, I really, right now, Rob, I don't really want to see him play in front of that Philadelphia crowd. Until, like, he makes a public statement of amends and, you know, his teammates, Tobias Harris came out with a great statement, said they're going to be right by him and they're there for him. And when he's ready to go, they got him. So I love that. But there needs to be that type of relationship with Ben and the fans because, and I say this, Rob, I just don't want to see this grown man crumble. If the fans in Philadelphia really put it on him. I just think it'd be it makes me want to cringe when I think about if he really – I feel like he's scared to go out there and play.
I agree. But I think – I don't know him, Chris, at all. But he comes off like a big baby. I don't know what other word or term to use. Like, you have to stand up for yourself, go out, play. It's okay. If you can accept the cheers, Chris, you have to understand that there comes a time when the fans aren't on your side and where you get booed and things aren't going your way. But that's what makes the cheers sweet, right? Is that you can turn people the other way around. There are redemption stories all the time. Redemption is real. I don't think there would be people in Philadelphia like, he's a piece. We got a team. We got a chance to be in the mix to get to the finals, have a chance to win a championship. And had he accepted the criticism from Doc Rivers and others and said, hey, this summer I need to work on some things. I need to get bigger and better and work on my shot, and I'm going to do all I can. We got something good here, and I got to be better in the big games.
Right.
Chris, tell me fans would hate him. No.
No, they love him.
What? They would love him. What? Awesome. Work it out. Get a shooting coach. Work with somebody to work on your confidence on the court. Like seriously.
Right.
All right.
Right.
That's all people want to hear. People give people chances all the time, but when you run and hide and you make excuses, you become an easy target because you're not facing up to what it is. You got to take sometimes handle things.
Take responsibility.
Take responsibility.
It's as simple as that. And I think, look, right, I got to be – and if I was running the Sixers – and Ben said what he said today, I'm not mentally ready to join the team. But if he made amends to in the meeting, if he told us all, look, I'm sorry, I'm the blame. I do think some of you guys are to blame. We all got to accept responsibility, but I'm ready to accept mine. Like, now if we're on talking terms,
right?
Now if, you know, we're working together, I'm willing to give Ben a little time. I real talk. Like, I'm really, look, Ben, all right, if you need a couple weeks to get yourself ready, you know, you thought you were leaving. You had no intention of coming here and playing. I get it. But we'll give you a couple weeks. Get yourself together. Stay here. Work out. You know, work with the coaches. But it's a couple weeks. It's not indefinite. You know what I mean?
We want you to get yourself together. And if you can't do that in a couple of weeks, then maybe we have to think about something else. Like this is what we need from you. You're not injured. Okay, that's one thing. If you're injured, Chris, right? You're Kawhi Leonard. It's going to be four months. Yeah. We get it. Okay, we have do what you got to do. But you're not injured. We need you. We want you, and we're paying you. Right. So I think that's where things have to be different.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, my name is Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We're talking mental health. Ben Simmons, where are you at on this? I mean, this is a tricky situation. We're not trying to be too hard or too soft. So we got to hit that sweet spot in the middle when dealing with this mental health issue. You heard Rob in my perspective. Where are you at? 877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's kick it off with Marty, our buddy Marty in Kentucky. Marty, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, fellas. How are you doing?
Great.
We're great, man. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you guys. I'm going to try to not be too hard on Ben Simmons. I'm pretty old school. I grew up playing ball, and if you whined and complained and you were soft, you got
right.
You know, got beat up pretty hard, mentally, physically, and verbally. But I wish Kobe were still around here for the fact that I just love Kobe. But I wish I could just see Kobe looking at him like he did Howard and just look at him and say, soft. Because this is soft.
Yeah.
This is, and you know, we're seeing more and more athletes move to this. When everything doesn't play out, it's like you've got this thing to fall back on, mental health.
Right.
And there's anxiety and fear in everything. Obviously, Ben
Thank you.
Was afraid to shoot a layup in the playoffs
right.
last year. And you know, there's some fear there. There's some things going on in his head. But those fans out there in the crowd, they're what stimulate the money that the Sixers – you know, that's where they make their money off fans. And those fans are thinking, I can hit that layup.
Right.
They're paying millions upon millions of dollars.
Right.
What's the deal, Ben?
No doubt. No doubt. And
that's it, Marty. Yeah, there is a certain level of mental toughness that's needed really to do any job that's a public job, but particularly sports. Rob, remember when LeBron struggled against Dallas?
Yep.
He had to go out there at the end of that series when everybody's looking at him like, you are the best player in the world, and you just melted down and cost your team the finals.
Yep.
And you remember, he hadn't won a championship at that point. So people are looking at him like, dude, what is up? He had to face the music. You think that was pleasant?
No, not at all. And you got to step out there, Chris. Everything's not going to be easy. Everything's not going to be, you know, work in your favor. And you got to be able to deal with it. And you shake it off. And you get better.
Right.
And, you know, and whatnot. Let's go to Jason in California. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jason?
What's up, fellas? Happy Friday.
You too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You too.
I'm a Sixers fan. And I really think that Ben Simmons is just trying to pull one on the Sixers. There is specific language in the CBA that says if you take time off for mental health, you still get paid. He doesn't want to be there. We know he wants to be traded. And, I mean, how disturbed can somebody be if they get kicked out of practice and they immediately pull a Rob Parker and go to the strip club?
You know what? You're right. That's where he went. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's true.
That doesn't look good. Like, that's where you – oh, yeah, you're so mentally distraught that you're going to the strip club. Let's try to squeeze in John from New Zealand. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, John?
G'day, fellas. Good to be with you.
You too, buddy. We appreciate the support.
Good to have you, man, as always.
Awesome, guys. The reason why I called twofold. One is this is such a tricky subject because for so long mental health was something that was either swept under the rug or it was ridiculed,
yep,
or it was looked down upon. And we, as a society around the world, we're trying to come to terms with dealing with this issue in a way that treats it seriously and gives it its very important and very valid due, right? And how do we focus on this issue and treat it properly? I mean, if you look at the Simone Biles situation, That's a young woman that went through severe trauma. And so it's completely understandable that she could have some kind of repercussion. So we're trying to find some point of balance in this story. And it's so often it happens in society where we overcorrect before we find the right point of balance in all of
this.
This is going to be used by some people. It is going to be used, and it could be the situation that it's being used by Ben Simmons. But at the same time, you would know as a man of God there that the Bible says if you correct a wise man, he'll love you. If you rebuke a fool, he'll hate you.
Right.
So we're trying to find this balance between people going through stuff that's very real and needs to be taken seriously and with compassion, and at the same time, realizing that you need to be able to be corrected.
Right.
Well
that's
said,
a great
John.
Great comment, Rob. I think he.
Well said.
Job,
John from New Zealand calling in, Chrissy, on The Odd Couple. No doubt. Thank you for that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our next guest goes way back with us to the old network, now the host of the Half Forgotten History podcast, Trey Wingo. Trey, what's up, buddy?
What's happening?
Oh, boys, how are you? Great to talk to you. How you doing?
Doing great.
We are great,
always.
Man. It's always good to have you on, definitely. All right, we're going to get into the NFL with you, Trey. Let's start with the trade rumors about Deshaun Watson. Does it make sense to you that Miami, if this is true, would trade for Deshaun at this point with us having no idea whether he's going to be able to play football long term?
No, and it's not just Miami, Chris. I don't understand why anyone would want to give up what the Texans are asking for and what apparently the Dolphins are willing to give for a quarterback that you have no idea what is going to be the legal and league ramifications in terms of penalties, suspensions, or potential imprisonment. I can't figure out why anyone would want to make that move without having 100%, literally 100% certainty about what potentially could be impacting his ability to play on the field for you guys. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Trey, that being said, what does it say about Tua? Because last year, you remember, with Fitzpatrick, they were, you know, flipping him in and out of the starting lineup. Then there was rumors that they might take a quarterback in the draft. They didn't do that. But now it seems as if they just don't want Tua or they don't believe in him. There's got to be more behind the scenes or in practice or something. What are you hearing on why they have soured so on Tua? He hadn't even started that many games.
Rob, that's an excellent question, and I can't answer that for you. But it's a legitimate question to anybody covering the Dolphins. Look, you guys literally set out an agenda to tank for Tua. And then, you know, Joe Burrow had his incredible season, which is going to be, I believe, the greatest season in the history of college football when it comes to a quarterback. And then you had Justin Herbert and the things Justin Herbert has done. So you could make a very compelling argument that the idea of Tua is the third best idea of all those rookie quarterbacks that came in that same year. However, I just don't understand the idea of like giving up on him, okay? Like, we're in this really weird situation in the NFL where if it doesn't work out in the first six games, right, you completely sour on your quarterback.
Right.
Listen, the only knock that I can say on Tua is that so far we've seen from him what we saw at Alabama, which is he's prone to injury. And it's not a knock on him per se. It's just the way the game has gone, and if you have a lot of injuries, the best ability in the NFL is availability, and that has been a problem for him. But you literally were going to tank for this guy, and you then think less than, you know, a year and a half later that he's not the solution. That's short-sighted by me. I mean, Troy Aikman, when he was the number one draft pick in 1989, yep, didn't win a single game. The only game that the Cowboys won that year in 1989 was when he was injured and Steve Walsh was the quarterback. So, look, it's a weird situation, right? Because I'm not trying to say, hey, the old ways were better, but let's all just take a breath here, okay? Whatever Tua is going to be, you need to develop around him. And if Miami's willing to give up on him so quickly, I think it says more about Miami than it does about Tua.
But let me follow this up, and here's the other interesting part, is any trade with Houston, you would think, would involve Tua, and then the story report is Houston doesn't want him. They're like, well, we want a deal, but we don't want Tua. So I'm saying to myself, what?
Well, there's a whole different scenario there, right? I mean, I think it's pretty clear.
Is that the money part? Go ahead.
Well, no, I just think it's that Houston as an organization is terrible. I mean, they decided to get rid of DeAndre Hopkins, right, for a beat-up running back, and David Johnson, whom I admire for his ability to play. But there's a whole other situation when it comes to Houston about what they do and what they don't do as an organization. So I'm not willing to, like, throw shade on Tua, based on what Houston thinks about him, because I think Houston is a clueless organization.
Trey, let's go to – we were talking – I know it's early for MVP talk, but what the heck, let's do it anyway. Rob and I were talking earlier in the week about Derrick Henry, and could he break the string of quarterbacks winning MVP?
What is it, since 2012, what,
do you think it's – like, he's on pace to break, obviously, Eric Dickerson's all-time rushing record for a single season. Now, granted, it would be in 17 games, not 16. But do you think there's any realistic chance of Henry winning the MVP, or is it going to go to a quarterback?
Well, listen, I think it's possible, right? I mean, we have to understand that in this day and age, everything is judged on a different scale. I think it's possible that he could win it. I mean, he's on pace to set, as you said, not only break Eric Dickerson's single-season record of, he's on pace for 2,219 yards, I think, and 28 NFL rushing touchdowns, which would tie LaDainian Tomlinson's mark. But honestly, I think a more interesting discussion is what's going on with Lamar Jackson, because the story on Lamar, or the book on Lamar, was, well, if you get behind, you know, if he gets behind, he can't come back. Well, right. He was behind 11 against the Chiefs, and then behind 19 against the Colts, and he found a way to win both of those games. I would argue that, what Derrick Henry is doing is incredible. I mean, what the numbers he's putting up have only happened twice through six games. Jim Brown in 1958 and Eric Dickerson in his first six games as an NFL player since 1983. But what Lamar Jackson is doing, he's flipped the script. Like, it used to be if you get up on Baltimore and, you know, you have a double-digit lead, you're not going to win. Well, Lamar Jackson has thrown that away twice. Like, I would argue that at this point in the season, Lamar Jackson is probably the leading MVP candidate because of what he's been able to do from the pocket. Like, we all know he can run. We all know he can do those things. But he's found a way to throw and get his team back in games. And we certainly saw that in the situation with the game Monday night against the Colts a couple of weeks ago. So, like, Derrick Henry is ridiculous. There's so many outliers that he sort of checks, and it's crazy. But honestly, I think Lamar Jackson is the MVP through the first 6 weeks of the season.
That was
all
my
right.
pick.
That's our man Trey Wingo, host of the Half Forgotten History podcast. Trey, we appreciate
Trey, thank you,
brother.
You, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, guys. Love you, man. Always a pleasure. Anytime. Let me know.
You too, buddy.
All
Stay
right.
well.
Yep. Peace. More iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Funky Flashback Friday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio Studios. A lot of fun as we send you into an NFL weekend. All right, Rob, let's talk a little baseball, though. I told you, Mr. Baseball, don't count the Dodgers out.
You still gotta be honest, good, huh?
They got Scherzer and Walker Buehler going. Why shouldn't I?
Because, are you ready? Scherzer hasn't been.
I'm ready. I want to hear this.
Scherzer hasn't been Scherzer. And they beat up Buehler. If they get Buehler in game seven, they already beat him up in this series, Chris. So my only problem is not like Max Scherzer has been Max Scherzer of years gone by. He struggled. He struggled into the season. And then he had the dead arm in this series, right? You remember the game? He had to come out. Yeah. So what Scherzer's pitching tomorrow? One who's going to go seven innings strong and no run baseball, or the guy who has to come out after three or four innings because he didn't have any juice left? I mean, we don't know. And this is not the same Braves team from a year ago. Remember, when the Dodgers came back last year, they were playing in the bubble of Arlington, Texas, in that Globe Life Stadium. Now Atlanta's right back at home, where they won two walk-off games, where they have to feel good coming into this, because nobody expected them to sweep the Dodgers or beat them in five games. That's unrealistic. They knew if they were going to beat them, it was going to be six or seven games minimum. The Dodgers are way better, better roster. And here's the other part on why I think the Dodgers have a hard time. They keep losing people. Chris, We already know last year's World Series hero, Clayton Kershaw, is out for the playoffs. They just lost Justin Turner. They've lost Max Muncy, who would be the Dodgers MVP from the regular season. Joe Kelly came out of the game a reliever. He's missing the rest of the postseason. So they're down people. This is not the full complement of Dodgers or the full Dodger team, Chris. I might feel different. And the Braves have two very good pitchers, including Morton, who you know won with the Astros, pitching Game 7 at home, and they have the kid pitching tomorrow who's also really good. But my point is, if you're the Braves, you should feel really good. You need to win one out of two at home. And I know Choklana, I know the history, Chris. I'm not turning a blind eye to it. I think this Braves team is different. And that Game 4, after they had the meltdown in Game 3, you remember we were watching as we were doing the show. They were 5-2, cruising along. Cody Bellinger hits the 3-run home run. Mookie Betts has the RBI double. Game over. They lose a heartbreaker. They come back in Game 4 the next day and beat the Dodgers convincingly to take control of the series. I'm confident in these Atlanta Braves.
I got two words for you, Rob Parker. Chris Taylor. You can talk about who's missing, but I'm going to talk about who's not. Did you expect this dude to step up and do that? This is what we're talking about, Rob. When you and I say, you don't know, the analytics doesn't tell you who's a gamer and who's not. Analytics can't tell you who's cold-blooded, who stares down at the big moment and gets better. Can't tell you any of that. So what about this dude? He's doing his thing, Rob.
He had three home runs. You think he's going to have three home runs on Saturday?
I think he can have one.
Well, here's the other thing, too. And you know this in baseball, Chris. Sometimes, you know, when teams score a lot of runs in a baseball game, where do you go? Save some of those runs for the next game. Dodgers put up an 11 spot. You know that. And I'll give you the perfect example. When Atlanta beat the Dodgers in Game 4, they put up 9 runs. It was 9-2.
9-2, right.
And guess what? Then they lose 11-2. They only got 2 runs. It happens. And the Dodgers have been famous this year being feast or famine. Chris, in the series against the Giants, they got shut out in 2 of those games. Do you remember? The bats were nowhere to be found. Yeah. I'm keeping it real.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting, Rob, because there have been a lot of blowouts in these. Like you go to the AL,
right?
And those first 4 games were blowouts. So it's interesting, though. I think Game 6 is going to be close. I don't think it's going to be a blowout in that series. But getting back to the Dodgers, look, backs are against the wall. They just got to get it done. And I hear you. Obviously, their two aces haven't been themselves. But this is what postseason baseball is about, right? We can always point out guys who no one would have expected to be the hero who show up and make a big play. I mean, you said it time and time again. Who would have expected Atlanta to do what they're doing without Ronald Acuna?
He's their best player. They ain't even hands down, right? The best player. And they're on the verge of getting to the World Series without their best guy. That's incredible.
Well, remember, Washington won it the year after Bryce Harper left.
Absolutely. You remember that. And they shocked the Dodgers. You remember we were watching that when everybody walked out of Dodger Stadium. Frustrated, upset, mad.
That's the interesting thing about baseball. You don't get that in football. You lose your star quarterback in football, you're only going so far. You lose your best player in basketball, Rob, you're only going so far. In baseball, man, it's a fickle sport, and you don't know. And that's why it wouldn't be shocking if the Dodgers were able to rally and come back, even with some of the guys not playing well, some of the guys being injured.
Hurt, right.
You just don't know, and that's what we're looking forward to seeing.
Can't wait tomorrow night, game six. And I don't think the Braves won a game seven. I'll say that. I will admit, if they lose, am I going to put shekels on it tomorrow night?
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
So if Atlanta loses game six, you think the Dodgers are going to win it?
No, I'm not convinced, but I would be scared that another Atlanta choke job was on the way.
Keep it locked, iCouple.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.